great stories of the Judeo-Christian tradition, for example, tell us to go out and farm on someone else's land because we've been thrown out of the place that we started in, the Garden of Eden, and you make it fruitful and you make it multiply. So always a need to send children out to some other place. And that other place is a place where other people live, and those other people are typically the Aboriginal peoples. We still are bound into a single notion of what it is to live in a civilized way, in a progressive way in the world, and that's to live as farmers, or to live as factory workers, to live in an agricultural industrial society, to live in the kinds of ways that our stories support and reinforce, our ancient stories as well as our modern stories. We don't have a sense of other ways as being other than primitive holdovers, as things that you grow out of as you get more civilized. So I start from that story and then move to a need for all of us on the settler side to reimagine what it is that's been going on. We have to find ways of understanding the complexity, the sophistication, the strategic values of Aboriginal traditions, not in order to try to reestablish them, but to acknowledge that way of being in the world, that way of knowing in the world as one that was here first, but also as one that is part of a distinguished tradition of human adaptation to and collaboration with the natural world and with each other. I don't say that so that we despise what we've been doing, because what we've been doing is an old and ancient story of making land productive so that it feeds large numbers of people, especially people who congregate in cities. But I say that to reimagine a way that takes into account the predicament and the devastation that that creates for Aboriginal people, and the brutalities that often go along with it, as there's typically a ferocious kind of ethnic cleansing that takes place.